Dates and Fights Podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. There's a guy named Hal, and there's Danielle, and this guy, Mike Eagle, is there as well. Dates and Fights Podcast. Dates and Fights.
Tights and Fights.
I think that's how that went, right?
That was great. I think every lyric was spot on.
Yeah, I just felt like you were working through something and I was going to let it happen.
Welcome to Tights and Fights, the show that discusses wrestling with the sincerity and hilarity that it deserves. I'm the dressed there is, the dressed there was, and the dressed that there ever will be, Danielle Radford.
I like that.
Well done, Julian. I'm joined today by my fellow members of the Nation of Conversation, the Kelk of the Ring, Lindsay Kelk.
If that had not been me, that would have been so weird.
It would have been kind of weird.
Like, Kelk of the Ring, Mikey Eagle. Really?
And it is the Lord of the Pants, Mike mm-hmm. Eagle.
Yep, that's true. Mm-hmm.
That's true. You do have on amazing pants today.
I wish everyone could see.
Strong pants.
They will, because okay. We take a picture.
Yeah, I'm going to do a handstand in this picture.
Please do a handstand, because yeah. Lord knows I'm not getting that butt up there. We did not get to have both of you on the show last week when AEW premiered on TNT, and so we're two episodes in with another episode airing tonight after we finish recording. Like I said, guys, we're going to fucking figure something out. But we did want to get your impressions, so what have you thought of AEW so far?
I just love it a lot. I just love having a weekly television show that is wrestling that doesn't make me angry.
Right?
That's really cool.
It feels like weird to because obviously like we're still pop culture critics or whatever. And so we still talk about like the things that worked and the things that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the thing, like a lot of it is very petty. It's like, hey, this is like a small thing that they could tweak or whatever. But it's also like, it's nice to not be surprised when something's working.
Right.
Yeah. It's honestly, it gives me hope for everything else in the world that I no longer mm-hmm. have faith in.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I used to love this. This is how I used to feel about all of these things.
Right.
And I'm like, maybe everything else can be saved too.
Yeah.
Not necessarily by Tony Khan, but like by good people.
By money.
Yeah,
exactly.
By money.
Just throw money at
yeah, I guess
money.
If you give money to the right people,
yeah.
It's not always bad. Right?
Not always.
Not always.
Yeah. But that never happens. And so, Lindsay, so both of us are watching AEW and NXT.
Yes.
How have you been? So first off, what is your method for watching since the Wednesday?
So far, it's been scramble and panic because there's so much wrestling. I don't know if you know this. There's so much. And
it's
it's a brilliant time to be a wrestling fan. I don't understand anyone who would say otherwise. I think this is a fantastic time to be a fan because what's better in the world than to have choices? And we suddenly have choices. And it's like, oh my God, we've been asking for this for so long. So like, yay. So that's great. I've been out of schedule for a few weeks because I married a boy. And
you did.
Oh God, it takes so long.
He was a man, right?
He is a man.
Okay, just wanted to make
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I married a boy.
Just legally, I wanted to make sure you weren't confessing to a crime.
It's Jungle Boy.
Okay.
Anyway, that takes time. And that put me off schedule for everything. I've just been grabbing wrestling when I can.
Yeah.
Also, I have married a man who I made a wrestling fan, which was a real fuck up because now I can't watch it unless he's there. He's done the whole, like, don't watch it without me.
No.
Obviously, I did, but, like, don't tell him.
I'm not going to tell. He's not going to listen to this, is he?
No. He's very busy at the moment.
No, none of our significant others do.
They
not
don't.
Listen
it's
to
weird
our stuff.
For them.
No. Why don't you designate one of the many shows there are to be you guys' watch together show and make that the one you want to watch the least.
The two that he wants to watch are AEW and NXT, and that's the two that I want to watch.
I see.
So I've been watching my New Japan on my own. I get to watch my New Japan. Nana gets her stories. And we both decided that we don't care for Raw or SmackDown, which is really annoying because I'm like, you want to watch SmackDown? You're like, no, let's watch NXT. So I'm like, I don't want to save NXT. But what we have been doing is watching AEW live and saving NXT Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Just because I love NXT. NXT is great. I don't worry about the success of them.
Right.
They're going to be fine.
They don't necessarily need your support.
They don't need my live support. Like,
no.
They need numbers, but they don't need it to be like the live stuff.
No, because they're used to being on demand. I don't think it's going to change the world for them if they get the next day, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, I think it'll be fine. Whereas AEW, they need it.
Yep.
Luckily, my boyfriend's family has cable, so I am able to use their password to log on to their TNT.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's pretty great because I am a cord cutter, a.k.a. I can't afford cable.
I use the YouTube TV.
Really?
And they have
Do you like it?
The TNT on there. It's good.
I am on a Hulu person.
It's like, I think it's 50 a month or something like that.
Yeah, but you get everything, right?
You get a lot of stuff. You get everything I want.
And you can get family to like chip in and contribute together.
We've done Hulu. We were a Sling family. We are now a Hulu Live family, so we could get the SmackDown, which doesn't even feel like that good of a decision. but the same is like $50. And you get all of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not too bad. All right, so now we're going to get into some Dynamite. I was going to commit to the Jimmy Walker, and then I flubbed it at the end.
I heard you approach it and then completely bail.
No, and then I swerved because I remembered that he used to fuck Ann Coulter, and so I'm not going to do that to myself.
I see. But now you've made us remember that he used to fuck Ann Coulter.
Yeah, think of that for a second. While I can't finish reading these, you just keep thinking about J.J. Walker.
But no.
Just smashing Ann Coulter's cheeks.
Oh, gosh.
Just clapping them cheeks hard.
Oh, that's about as bad as Glenn Rice and Sarah Palin.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Side note, does Jimmy Walker eat booty? Okay.
What?
I never get to be horny. Everyone else is always horny on Maine.
It's 2019 now. That's every podcast is. That's the question on every single podcast I listen to. It doesn't matter what that podcast is about. It's very disturbing.
Whether or not someone eats butts?
That's all I hear these days. 2019, butts, butts, butts.
Butts, butts, butts.
Anyway.
I'm listening to all the wrong podcasts.
All right, so we're going to talk about the October 9th episode of AEW Dynamite. The biggest event was the official debut of champion Chris Jericho's Inner Circle.
These are my closest confidants. These are my friends.
No.
This is my inner circle. We
maybe
are
had
the
a little
inner
bit of the bubbly
circle,
before
it
came out.
Baby.
Baby.
And we're taking control of AEW. No matter who thinks they're in charge around here, we're in charge now. You know what's going to happen to you? I'm going to beat the ever-living shit out of you.
He jumped us as far.
That went right through me.
Go, Cody! And then we're going to walk the streets of Baltimore, and we're going to have a little bit of the bubbly.
And you're going to get robbed again.
We are the inner circle.
Y'all look very robbable.
You're welcome.
God, you remember what a happy wrestling crowd sounded like?
I know. It's amazing. All right. So it's LAX, Sammy Guevara, and Jake, whatever, led by Jericho. What do you think of this concept? Fuck that dude. I hate that dude. I hate that he's back on my wrestling television.
I know.
You hate him? Why do you hate him? I don't know.
He MAGA.
Is he
MAGA,
really? He's legit?
MAGA.
Oh, I thought that was just a character.
No.
Trump called him before one of his fights, and like it's that kind of relationship.
Yeah, he's going over for Big Macs. Like, it's not good.
Ugh,
it's not a good look.
That's disgusting.
I did appreciate Jericho trying to defuse it in his promo. When
I thought that
was
brilliant.
I thought that was really smart, that he was like, oh, hey, I know you guys might have an issue with this guy because of this, but that's not real. But we were all sat there, we were like, but it is, though.
No, it's real. We have Twitter.
You worked yourself into a shoot, brother. It was so confusing. I appreciate Jericho. I really think it was Jericho doing his best work.
He was amazing.
I'm in for that.
Yeah. I am so into Jericho being the top guy that it's the best.
He's doing some amazing stuff here. He's like giving me Ric Flair on NWA, NWA old studio show vibes.
Yes.
You know, he just comes out and everything he does looks important. Okay, so my son is allowed to watch wrestling now.
What?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
All we watch is AEW.
Aww.
That's the one.
His little insights are amazing. He says that Chris Jericho is the Thanos of AEW.
Oh.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Is your son allowed to come on podcasts and share his little thoughts? I won't talk about booty hole.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. We will have, all right.
Actually, but we do this while he's in schools. So I don't know if that's going to work.
That's actually a really fair
point. Just all go to school. hey, miss.
We'll do it mobile.
Throw your homework in the trash. He's going to talk about wrestling.
You see what
I will take a chair
us?
Shot. Yeah, I will take a chair shot in front of the class. That's what we'll do. Well, it'll be great.
One of these days, if we ever do like a week weekend or a bonus pod. I want that. And that will mark probably the only time I don't cuss on this podcast. All right. So it's very exciting.
We all have goals. I love it.
So then later on, Jericho and Sammy took on Dustin Rhodes and Adam Page. What did you think of that match?
I enjoyed it. I feel bad. So to me, this, I was talking about this with a friend. I'm like, it feels like, you know, when you finally start dating someone who's not a psycho and your friends are like, oh my God, tell me all the stories. And I'm like, there really aren't any stories. I'm just like, we just have a lovely time and I like being with them. That's how I feel about AEW. I'm like, for the most part, I'm like, you know what? We just hang out. We have a great time. I feel great afterwards and they feel great afterwards. I know when they're going to call me.
Right.
I don't have to worry that they're going to let me down next week. I'm living in this moment where I think it's all pretty good. And I loved that match. I love Dustin.
I love Dustin so much.
I'm so happy he's getting this. I want this for him. Did you guys listen to his Jericho? There's another podcast by a man called Chris Jericho.
I know.
Thanos has a podcast?
Guess what? You should tell your son, although don't. Because, unless he wants to know about reptile people or various conspiracy theories, that's not for him.
My son has that. He has that in him, I can tell.
Let's not lead him to it. Yeah. Let's wait for him to find it on his own in the second year of college.
On YouTube.
He gave the most beautiful interview where he was so honest and raw and vulnerable. And you would love it. I did crying. I was walking around Marks and Spencer's in England while I was on my book tour having a cry about Dustin Rhodes' podcast. It makes me so happy. And I feel like he's doing good work. I don't feel like he's being thrown a bone. I feel like he's working really hard.
Oh, no, he earned all of this.
It just is all so magical and everything makes me happy. And I love Sammy Guevara.
So much.
What a great heel.
Panda or no panda. Love
what
that boy.
A great heel. So then now we've got Darby Allin is in the main title picture after he beat Jimmy Havoc. So do you see Darby as a consistent main eventer? It's interesting watching him get shot up like this because he went from not that he's bottom of the card, like fucking jobber, but watching a company just go full on and strap a rocket to him has been very interesting.
I feel kind of weird about this one because I love him and I am enjoying his work and I think he's doing really well. The weird thing about this to me is it's one of those title matches that seems not to mean so much because we already know Full Gear is coming and that we have Jericho's match against Cody. So I don't see this as being a match that's he's going to win. But then I'm like, if I know you're not going to win, I want to know where the storytelling is in this.
Right.
Which that makes me interested. And from the surface point of view, It seems like a weird flex to be like, let's put him in a title match that we know everyone knows he will not win.
Right.
But at the same time, where's the storytelling? I'm excited to see what they do with him.
Yeah.
My son thinks Darby Allin is the best.
Aww.
The best.
In which case, I think he's the best. Jump on that bandwagon.
I was driving him to school today. He's like, Darby Allin, he's a good guy, but he's a savage.
Aww. Yeah. He should get that on his shirt.
Yeah.
Is it the skateboard?
It's the skateboard.
Yeah,
but it's also the wrestling style. Like he was really caught up in I think it was Darby's match with Cody where he was like bending Cody's fingers and stomping on and headbutting his fingers. Like he was really into all that kind of jazz.
That violence.
Yeah.
That straight up violence.
The straight up violence. The good guy violence. Yeah. He's really into the good guy violence.
Oh. This is now just a podcast all about your son.
Yeah. And no, that's fine.
Yeah.
Tights and sons. I'm into it. Let's do it. So speaking of main eventers, Mike, your son. Oh, my God. Sorry. Kids discovering wrestling. It's like my happy place.
It is pretty fucking awesome.
It's pretty great. Speaking of main eventers, let's talk about Jon Moxley versus Shawn Spears. So what did you think about Mox's debut?
I like his little shorts. That's where I stand on Mox. I'm going to throw this in because it's not on the script, I don't think, but Mox is New Japan news. Did we all see this? That's a bummer. Mox had to vacate his New Japan US title.
Because of a typhoon. He couldn't fly in because they don't let you fly in when a typhoon is happening.
No, and they took his title. And yeah. I mean, I know there were some people that were...
He wasn't going to keep it.
Exactly. But... some people were saying this was because he signed with AEW, but I don't think it was. I think New Japan has precedence for doing this. New Japan cares about things like titles
like
and
showing up.
Rules and laws. Yeah. Like, remember when WWE had a rule that was like you have to defend your title every 3 months, every 90 days?
Oh, yeah.
That's cute.
It was like Jack Tunney days or something, right?
That's funny.
It's adorable. Yeah. But New Japan, see that shit through. But I don't think it's going to hurt John because I think Mox is golden where he is.
Mox is doing just fine. I did like the shorty shorts. What do you think? Do you like the shorty shorts or do you like the grimy long tights?
Grimy? Wait a minute. I don't remember what the grimy long tights. All I remember is the action jeans.
And yeah, action jeans.
Yeah.
I hate the jeans. I hate the jeans.
Were they jeans?
They were jeans.
Okay. The old, the Ambrose jeans?
Yeah, they were action jeans.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Ambrose jeans.
He had like
last week, what he
longer
was
tights in New Japan, I think.
I just, it all makes me think of his explanation when he was Ambrose and he was talking about why he wore jeans because he was saying that this is like modern street combat. And then like, oh, now he's wearing little tiny biker shorts.
Yeah,
okay.
You are. That's what street combat looks like.
He looks like he just came from SoulCycle, but like badass SoulCycle.
He looks like he's about to fight Electro Rock in an alley. sorry, I'm gonna get in these Breaking 2 references anytime that I can. So, do you want to see more Pac in the mix between Kenny and Moxley?
I always want to see Pac in the mix and everything. I'm going to the opticians later, and if he's there, I'll be pleased.
Yeah,
like that's how I feel about Pac.
It's pretty great. Yeah. Always use more Pac.
Yeah,
Pac.
I don't, man, it sucks. I wish
His name's Ben. Yeah. Like, can we just call him Ben?
Let's just call him Ben. We should just call him Ben here. We'll know.
That's what his mother wishes him to be known as. I respect his mother's wishes.
His mama named him Ben. I'm going to call him Ben. And have you come around more onto Spears after these two matches? Or are you still looking for something to kind of get psyched about?
He's the black hole for it for me. I can't connect. I don't know what it is. Every time he comes on, I'm kind of like, ugh.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Right? I feel bad about it because I want to love it.
Talented man. There's some missing charisma.
There we go. It's the C word.
Yeah, there's some missing charisma.
Missing charisma, and I feel like he's still wearing his bitterness. Like, I feel like he's made that part of his character almost. Just let it all go, dude.
Let it all go.
Yeah, move. Like, watch Frozen. You know your wife's got it.
Yeah, you do.
You know she has that soundtrack in the car.
What do you think if next week he just terrorizes the whole show? Would that do something for you?
Maybe.
And I think maybe he needs to turn it up a little bit.
Yeah, commit. Like, one way or the other. Either, like, go of all this nonsense or go full psycho. Right. Like, I want to see you crazy.
Because right now he's got a supposedly dangerous old man with him that doesn't seem to help him do anything.
I don't know what that
odd, isn't it?
It's fine.
Yeah. It looks like he brought his father-in-law out to show him what he does for a living. You know, it's like, we kept telling him and he didn't get it, so I was like, come to work one day, check it out.
Yeah, it's like he's wearing his Honda salesman polo.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he can get a discount on a used vehicle if he brings him with him. I don't know.
Also, just no more 10. Ten's done.
Ten's
done. Let the 10 go.
Done with it.
Well, and I get it. It was the thing that got him like the most over he's ever been. But it's like, you can't depend on numbers, dude. You gotta actually like.
Yeah, and that's what makes it look bitter and trolly. You know, like, you don't need to do that. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Let it go. And so, okay, we're going to get into more AEW in a bit. But Lindsay, before we go to break, your boy, Leo Rush.
My good personal friend, Leo Rush.
Your professional friend, your best friend, Leo Rush.
He posted the photo, not me. That's all I'm saying, you guys. He posted the photo, not me.
You're proud of him?
I'm so proud of him. I didn't. I waited for the DM to come and it never did. And I was like, rude, Lionel.
Lindsay, this was for you.
No, I was really pleased for him. I think he is super talented. I think being in WWE, he's someone who has really benefited from being in the system.
Yes, absolutely.
His work, I saw him on the indies, and his work was, it's astounding to watch, but it was slightly terrifying. I'm like, oh, he's going to kill someone, not himself. Yeah. And I think he has benefited from being in WWE and getting a little bit of polish on him. I am so pleased. I think he'll be great at it. I think he is something that's going to be really special. Because he wants it so badly.
He wants it really, really, really badly. And I know, like, there's obviously, like, criticisms of some of the stuff. He said a couple of dumb things, but he also said some things that he has a very good fucking point
about. Not so dumb. Also, like, he's very young.
Yeah. Like, I get the whole, like, pros and young boys and you carry my bag, son. But, like, I definitely see if there's a bunch of fans waiting, maybe don't have the little black dude carry the big white dude's bags in.
No, it's not appropriate.
Maybe that's a bad look.
It's like, okay, we don't make fun when people lose their job. That was dumb.
Yeah,
but that was a dumb kid move. Yeah, the bag stuff, I'm like, entirely justified.
Is he not on the main roster at all anymore? Wasn't he like
He was Bobby Lashley's like mouthpiece slash partner.
There's something very stupid happening at
Yeah, because I interviewed them at Mania. That's when I met with them. Mm-hmm. And they were on the interview circuit at Mania. They were clearly being given a push. Mm-hmm. They both talked about how they wanted to go for the tag team titles. Bobby talked about how much he loved working with him, how much they'd learned from each other. They were both so into being together. Yeah. And then, obviously, he made a statement about the optics of his behind-the-scenes situation, and he just vanished.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, now it seems like he served his time and they're giving him his moment, which is great.
And Lashley is doing that dumb fuck shit. That's what is, not his fault.
Won't talk about it.
I don't know what's going on.
Lindsay, cover your ears because I just...
I need earmuffs. I can't bear it. I cannot bear it.
What is... What in the world... Wait a minute. Is something bad happening on the bad television
yes,
show?
Yes, something bad happening on the bad television show.
Something misogynistic and racist and terrible?
Oh, no.
Can you believe it?
He's in a cuckold thing with Lana.
What? Come again?
He's in a cuck storyline.
No,
Lana and Rusev.
Are you kidding? No.
And, like, this week, they had, I turned it off because, like, this is terrible, and then I flicked it back on, and just in time to see him giving Lana a massage. Literally just him. She was on a table under a blanket in like a spa with candles. He came in and started giving her a massage. She's like, this is so much better than what Rusev used to do. What?
They're like having them make out, like for real, legit make out.
It's dark. It is wrong on every level.
Is Vince writing again?
Vince loves cuck storylines.
No, Heyman
it's so
too.
Fucking weird.
Heyman fucking loves a cuck. Let's have the little blonde lady leave her husband for the big black man. I'm like, that's healthy. That's a super healthy storyline to put out there, you fucking crazy assholes.
It was worth it for his reaction, though.
It was,
Not it happening, but me mentioning it.
Oh, my Lord.
I never stop and think how awful this show must sound to, like, it's people that aren't watching.
Real bad. It sounds real bad.
It sounds like a terrible soap opera.
And the thing is, I usually, you know, on Twitter trending topics, I usually see the worst things.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what the median bad is right now.
That
there isn't one. It's either glorious or terrible.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There is no in between. And the things that are fantastic, it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller every week.
It does happen.
It does happen.
There are highlights, but yeah. No.
Slim to none.
Slim to none. Oh, what do you think about Rhea Ripley being next in line to take on Shayna? I love it.
I love Rhea. We love her. I do love her. Like, I love her in a way that could endanger my marriage. It's a problem. But
I've heard this from many married people.
Right?
You're fine.
But I feel like it's both of us, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Go with it.
Yeah,
go with
I mean,
it.
Just don't question your feelings, right? It's 2019.
Yeah.
Everyone's eating ass. that's the catchphrase for 2019.
That's the name of this episode. Everyone's eating ass.
Julian, you coward. You do it.
Put those on the new pins.
I don't know. I am really happy to see her in the title picture. The only thing that makes me anxious about it is that she and Shayna are relatively visually similar.
Yeah.
And I would have loved a palette cleansing EO Candice. I'm whining about tiny thing. Do you know what I mean? I would have loved an EO Candice title feud just as a palette cleanser. And I feel like Shayna and Rhea could have fought without the belt. And then
it's going to be a
and then give
match.
Rhea the belt, but give Rhea the belt forever. I want to see the two of them murder each other in a cage. I've told you this. I have no issues. These are my kinks, and this is what I want out there. I need it, you guys.
Give it
kill
to
kill each other in a cage.
In a cage. If you've got any thoughts about who should go in a cage, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via the links in our show notes. We will be back after a break to talk about more AEW, NXT, and about a certain heelish SmackDown star. Up next on Tights and Fights.
Hi, this is Rachel McElroy.
Hello, this is Griffin McElroy.
And this is Wonderful.
It's a podcast that we do as we are married. And how's the ad going so far? Because I think it's going very good.
We talk about things we like every week on Wednesdays.
One time Rachel talked about pumpernickel bread. It was so tight. You cannot afford to miss her talking about this sweet brown bread.
We also talk about music and poems and, you know, weather.
There was one... Weather? One time Rachel talked about Baby Beluga, this song, for like 14 minutes. And it just really blew my hair back.
So check us out on MaximumFun.org.
It's a cool podcast with chill vibes. Amber is the color of our energy, is what all the iTunes reviews say.
They will now.
Tights and Fights Podcast. Tights and Fights.
Welcome back to Cucks and Fights. I'm Danielle Radford, and I'm joined today by
Lindsay Kell. Sorry.
Cuckold Eagle.
AEW kicked off its tag team tournament with the Young Bucks, losing to Relative Unknown's Private Party. Oh, so what did you think about the match? What do you think about Private Party's debut?
I'm into it. I liked it. It was great. Yay, Young Bucks, for doing this.
Yes, one valid criticism that people have had of AEW and that I've noticed as well. Yeah, we need more wrestlers of color, and we're getting some.
You know, I heard a really interesting interview with Cody. He was on Pro Wrestling Sheet Radio, and he was talking about some of the ways that they're going to try to make their product of pro wrestling reflective more of like what actual sports look like. And he actually said, like, in all North American sports is mostly dominated by African Americans. He's like, we should have more African Americans featured.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a crazy idea.
It can't just be your wife.
She was also there.
He's like, we've done this. My wife is there. That's it. Yeah, that's all he needs to do.
But no, that's great. And as long as, like, that's one of those things where it's like, it is a valid criticism. I do wish that there was more. I'm literally talking while I'm putting on chapstick. I'm disgusting.
I'm so impressed. That was very well done. Because she didn't just put it on, you guys. She had to get it out of her purse. There was a purse within a purse. Yeah. That was stylish.
There's a lot of zippers. And y'all didn't hear none of them.
Y'all didn't hear none of them zippers. I bet they heard them zippers. But yeah, like that's it is a valid criticism, but these are still early days, and it looks like they're trying to make progress on that. And Private Party was great.
Yeah. This has been my son's favorite match on AEW so far. Aww. Was that one. Yeah, he loves Private Party. They seem to be really wanting to throw us curveballs in booking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one would have thought that Young Bucks would at least have been in the finals of the tag team tournament. Now they're not in it at all. And I can kind of see, okay, so now they have the built-in feud with Santana and Ortiz. But I just wonder, I hope they're not doing stuff like that just to do it. I don't want them to be unpredictable just for unpredictability's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's...
Tropes aren't necessarily terrible. They're just overused.
And I think it's smart that you use your guys that have notoriety to push the guys that don't. And also, I feel like I talked about this with someone about Kenny, too, and they're like, but why am I not seeing Kenny winning? Why? I was excited for AEW because I finally got Kenny on my TV. I'm like, well, but they can pull the trigger on Kenny at any second.
Yep.
I'll tell you this, and this is part of why I'm concerned maybe about some of these booking decisions, too. And I'm sitting with a child who this is the only wrestling he's ever seen, right?
Glorious, pure
so
angel boy.
He doesn't think the Young Bucks are that great because they lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
to
yeah.
him, like, wins and losses matter, yeah. like, really incredibly. And then, so, and along those same lines, my son told me that that Orange Cassidy is a better wrestler than Kenny Omega. Because every match Omega in, he's lost.
Yeah, but I think that's really brave of them. I don't think that's necessarily bad.
I think it's dangerous, is what I'm saying. I think that, like, there's...
Like, you're bringing in new fans.
Right, because theoretically, yes, you can pull a trigger on Kenny anytime, but if you have a lot of new eyes, is there a stink to losing that happens?
No, you're right. My feeling is just that when they do it, they know he's going to be great, and they know he can do it, so... They're trying to build up the people. Because also what you don't want to do is put all your emphasis on Cody, Kenny, and the Young Bucks.
Yeah, that would be a huge mistake.
And then you've got no one else once they're out of the pitch. Because then they'd have to be champion forever.
Right.
Yeah, you have to build up the
talent
around.
And Cody's currently getting the shine. So I think Kenny and the Bucks stand back. Plus, they are running the show. Like, they're on the show and running the show. So I think you can't have them on TV all the time.
To their credit, the fact that they have not made themselves like that. But again, that's not something that your son knows.
Exactly.
And he doesn't need to. All he needs to do is enjoy the show.
Right.
Also, can we just get like a check-in, even if you're not here, of what your son's favorite match of the week
is? I'll keep it in the group chat.
Yes, please.
I'll post his reflections.
I need it. I need it so bad. Thank you. All right. So Rio and Dr. Britt Baker beats Sakura and Priestley in the only women's match of the show. I'm not the hugest fan of Priestley.
No,
which one's Priestley?
B. Priestley's the kind of gothy, black and green
Mortal
hair.
Kombat-y looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, again, like, I don't really connect. I haven't ever felt a connection with B. Priestley, but also I haven't seen that much for TV work.
That's
so
true.
You know, I'm open to it. Again, same complaint here, that we're not getting enough women's matches, but again, they're really young. They have a much smaller women's roster. They're still working on it. I know people really want to judge and shout and say, you said you'd be better than WWE. I'm like, they're babies. They're new. They're getting there. So yeah. I'm not going to get mad about it yet. I'm just going to say I would like to see more women's matches. I enjoyed this. I love Britt Baker. I really love Britt Baker so much. The Doctor will see you now. Come on.
I'm not a fan.
Really? No.
Not a Britt Baker fan.
Oh, I love it. I've even turned around on the mandible claw.
Maybe. I do. I love the mandible claw.
That's exactly
what I hate that. It on the Fiend, but she should absolutely be doing it. Yeah. She's a fucking dentist.
She needs to have her hands in someone's mouth
but
at some point.
I think I would love to see that gimmick be more incorporated with a wrestling style. Apart, like, just for me and my optics, with a lot not being familiar with a lot of the women on the roster, a lot of them wrestle the exact same style.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them come from like the same places. A lot of them were wrestling in Shimmer and in Eve.
And Kenny brought in a lot of people. Yeah. And Shine, from the same place.
So really, like, you know, Rio and Nyla Rose they really stand out because they stylistically work different than a lot of the women on the roster. And, you know, for Britt Baker, I'm not seeing a lot that sets her aside from the rest of the roster.
I think she's a great character. I think, she's not the greatest performer in ring I've seen ever, but as a whole package of a performer as a person, I want to see more of her. Like, I like her.
Yeah, so are you super psyched for her title shot?
I mean, yes and no. Because I'm like, I want to see more drama in the title picture, and I do want to see more women brought in before we start bouncing titles around.
Yeah.
And I want to see more Nyla, you know, like Nyla and Rio's match, like, it was far and away the best women's match they've put on. I want more of that, please.
No, Nyla and Rio, so
goddamn good.
Yeah. I'm in love with, I mean, this is not to surprise anybody that listens to the podcast or that is in this room. I'm in love with Nyla Rose.
Oh, yeah.
She's great. And she gets good Twitter. Oh, like, everything about her is working for me.
Oh, again, just those beauty, like those beasts with the face of a beauty. I love that. Just fucking give me the Vipers, give me the Nylas, give me the Nyas, give me all of them at once, please. I'll give you my number.
Hello. Everybody's eating ass.
On a final AEW note, it is such a small moment, but did you enjoy Orange Cassidy's brief TV appearance with the Best Friends?
Yes, he's the greatest wrestler of all time, as said by Mike's son.
Yeah.
So.
And now everything Mike's son says is canon.
Yeah, well, you know. I've showed him, because he expressed interest in Orange Cassidy. I showed him Orange Cassidy, like some of his matches on the indies. And he was kind of into that. There hasn't been much shown on TV so far. I didn't, you know, that appearance with the Best Friends is okay. I wish that they would give us a little bit more connective tissue between the Best Friends and Orange Cassidy.
So here's one of my small things. It's something that Hal has been harping on a lot. It's something I'm thinking that they're going to start working on. I was surprised to see that a lot of buildup for stuff is still happening on Being the Elite.
Yes.
That is a mistake.
Yeah.
It's still on YouTube, yeah.
You have to start putting...
Coming over.
Yeah, you can't expect that everyone's going to watch Being the Elite. Like, keep some stuff on it. If you have stuff that's just, like, funny or supplemental and doesn't have anything to do with, like, or just, like, adds to the show, but not knowing it doesn't take away from the show.
Storyline needs to be on the show.
You need to put your storyline on your TV show.
Yeah, because currently we're watching Dynamite and we're watching AEW Dark every week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, definitely between the two of those, all the storyline stuff should be present.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be, like, I'm not asking for, like, backstage segments or any of that stuff. Do the same thing you're doing with Being the Elite. But now you have money and you don't have to shoot it on someone's fucking cell phone.
I know.
So just do the stuff because you're already good at it. Just hire people who can do it and have them do it the way that you want. And again, Being the Elite can still happen. Do all the background stuff. Do all the travel stuff.
Your comedy stuff. That's what that's for.
Yeah, do all your comedy. But you have to start putting some of that stuff on the main show.
I'm so down for Orange Cassidy. I'm so into the slow build. I like the tease.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, again, that's partly because we know what we're going to see. We know how good he is.
Yeah, that's
So I'm very into a tease and a slow build. I maybe don't bring him out until full gear.
Ooh, maybe.
Maybe tease him another couple of weeks and then have him debut on the pay-per-view. But I can't wait. I want to see him do the dive with his hands in his pockets.
I
want to
see him do the dive with his hands in his fucking pockets.
Did you guys see the clip of him doing it PWG at Bolo when he did it out of the opera box?
Jesus fucking Christ. He's so, and that's why when fucking Cornette and all these people start talking shit about, like, blah, 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 protect the business, do you how talented you have to be to do that and not kill yourself? Do you know how talented you have to be to kip up with your hands in your fucking pockets? He does it because he's amazing, and if he took his hands out of his fucking pockets, he would be the best wrestler in the world, probably. we'll never know. And Kel, a couple more things. What were your thoughts on NXT's Kushida versus Walter?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. At first, I was like, I don't know. He's huge and he's tiny. What? And then I remembered it's wrestling. And then I remember the time I saw Big Show versus Hornswoggle at Madison Square Garden. And I was like, okay. Well, I went with a friend who doesn't watch it. And he was like, is he going to fight him? Yes. It was great. I thought it was fantastic. At one point, I was like, it's going on too long. And then by the end of it, I was like stood up screaming at my TV because I couldn't work out how the match could have a good outcome. I'm like, who wins this without hurting the other one?
Right.
Because Kushida's still new to us and Walter is a champion. So what happens here? But Kushida came out of that match looking incredible.
Yes. Good job, Time Boy.
Yeah. I thought it was really, really great. I hard recommend to anyone who isn't watching NXT and wants to see what it's all about.
If you like Back to the Future.
Yes, he has a puffy jacket and the glasses. He's Marty McFly if he was a wrestler.
Talking about Kushida?
Yeah.
Because I don't know who Kushida is.
Oh.
Kushida's Marty McFly.
He's Marty McFly.
Basically.
Okay. You can catch him in his archive in New Japan, right?
New Japan.
Yeah, New Japan.
Okay.
He's great. I thought it was his best introductory match for NXT. I know he has had matches and obviously has been undefeated up till now. And even though he did not win this match, I thought it was a fantastic showcase for him.
And it was great. And you know, even with the size thing, because she does like the last person I want to see take a Walter chop.
Yep.
Like the last person. So
no, it was a great example of a match of how two differing styles can actually come together to present a fantastic match.
Very nice. Okay, and then finally, you know, we got to talk about this because we're very psyched. Good thing happening on the bad shows.
Yay!
Bayley is the new SmackDown Women's Champion, but that's great. What's most important is that she either cut her hair or she got a wig. It's amazing. She got rid of the ponytail. She's got a sassy, can I speak to the manager, Bob?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And it's darker, too. It's darker. That's been dyed. If it's hair, it's been dyed. If it's a wig, it's a darker wig.
Yeah. First of all, we have to talk about the fucking gear.
We have to talk. I knew you were going to say the gear.
We have to talk about the gear. Her gear is full-on trolling Cody, and I love it. So for background...
Oh, that's right. I remember Cody talked some shit about her.
He talked some shit about Pam. He said that they didn't need a fake nice person.
Yeah, like, oh, well, what was it? It was like, Kylie's great, and she doesn't need, like, Tube Man or someone fake nice.
Somebody was sent to Chicago to interview Kylie, and, man, what a ball of emotion. And That's what we wanted, someone passionate, and she's not like, you know, wacky inflatable tube men pretending to be nice. She's actually, well, come on, guys. Come on.
So, Bayley comes out in gear, which is clearly AEW inspired.
Black and gold.
Yeah.
And...
Black and gold.
It is.
But black and gold.
Sorry, podcast listeners. You've already, but I have to show Mike this because it's the best fucking thing in the
description
world.
Description for people listening at home. Danielle
it's fine.
Is now
you've already seen
looking
it.
Looking for a photo of Bailey's gear on her phone.
Look at this. Look at that. Look at how.
Oh my God.
It's so blatant.
It's like the font.
Yeah. Yep. And.
Damn.
Right after this, she kills all these tube men.
Oh,
she fucking slices
them. She's coming for your hearts. Oh, my God.
Oh, she is not here to fuck around. She is like,
she made a child cry.
Bring me Izzy. That's going to be the next command.
Oh, no, she's going to eat Izzy live on television.
She's
going to
eat Izzy.
Oh, no.
She's going to murder her to death.
Yeah, someone posted video of their kid crying.
Oh, I saw that little boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
it was really sad, but it was pretty great.
So she comes out to her song. She's looking like that. The song is playing, her original theme song. She just starts murdering.
What did she use to murder the inflatable?
It was like a hoe?
Yeah, it was like a kendo stick, but with a blade on each side.
Oh my
like a tiny, very sharp axe.
Wow. It was violent.
Yeah. It was great.
The gif of it is amazing because there's one that she murdered and it like falls on her and she's just stone faced in and they're jacked while it like slips off of her and it's like,
oh my. Oh, yeah. That sounds awesome.
It was perfect. That was one of those moments that you cannot plan or time.
Is she,
it was so beautiful.
still with Sasha?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, are they on the same show?
Yes, they're both on SmackDown.
They've been drafting people for like 5 fucking months.
Yeah,
I don't know.
A long the draft has it sounds been like. Going
I believe they're both drafted to SmackDown.
Yeah. So it was amazing. It was a perfect moment. She beat the shit out of she beat Charlotte, which was great. Now she has the championship again. And Sasha also has, it's not as blatant as Bayley's, but she also has slightly AEW inspired gear as well. Not as blatant. It's just like that one is just like it's gold and it's black and a little bit of white and it's great. Bailey's is just a troll.
Yeah, Bailey's
just
like, hey, oh, hey, Cody.
Hey,
so,
Cody.
That's awesome.
What'd you say about my wacky tube / bitch?
Yeah, I was so happy with it. Everything about it. It was so great.
Oh, and then, okay, and now we have to listen. After she beat Charlotte, this is what she said.
Hey, bitches.
Ooh, shit! I felt that like Jericho's shit. Holy cow. I did something
Screw
to the inside of me.
All of you.
Hey.
And now they want to cheer.
Now you want to cheer. Hey, bitches. Hey, bitches.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
It was so great.
All this is just like further proof that, you know, a lot of the stuff in WWE is not good, but the women across the board, I feel like, are doing great work.
The women are the only reason I watch.
Pretty much the only thing keeping me that I'll watch on a consistent basis.
Yeah, that's the major thing that keeps me, like, when I watch, it's just for women's matches now.
I'm gonna watch Becky, and I'm gonna watch the Kabuki Warriors.
The name makes me angry, but they gave Asuka Green Mist, and it's fucking
dope. And they're kind of heelish and wonderful now, which I love.
Do they win?
They win. They're champions.
Okay. Oh, good.
Great. They're tag team champions.
Oh, they beat the fuck out of people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's
they
good.
Spit green in their face. Kairi wears her belt in a funny way. Everything's fantastic. They speak in Japanese.
Yeah.
Because they're making fun of everyone.
God, it's amazing. They read people in Japanese. So they're just coming out and they're just like fucking. And I said it on the last episode that y'all weren't here to listen to my brilliance. But it's one of those things where I know, like, some people on Twitter are bothered by it. But for me, it's like I compared it to opera where it's like you don't need to know Italian. Yeah. It's the delivery.
People are mad.
Some people, dumb people.
Okay. We know who.
Most good
people who is mad about not them speaking in a language that is not English.
But it is.
It's Jack Swagger. but
damn it.
Specifically, Jack Magger. but no, they're so great. And Becky's doing great work. I do have to give a straight up shout out to Charlotte that her sell and being pinned the last couple of times has been amazing. Like, she has this little moment. She's done it twice, which I was like, you shouldn't do it twice. But the first time was amazing. The second time, like, you did the same thing.
Yeah,
but she, like,
returns.
Because she's getting rolled up and it was a sneaky pin, but then she pops up and she looks so shocked, but she has a look on her face. It's like shocked, but also like, oh, you fucking got me. Okay. And she is, her facials right now are just fucking great.
Small divergent. I don't know who's doing her fillers, but well fucking done.
Oh, Matt, see, I'm so torn because on one angle, so she's, we are going to posit that Charlotte has had some work done on her face.
Oh.
Aesthetic work.
Look, her mouth bigger. There's nothing.
Her mouth is bigger.
Her lips are bigger or her mouth is bigger?
Her lips are bigger. Her lips are bigger. And I would also say.
She's had some cheek stuff, probably.
From my professional opinion as a beauty person, full coverage. She's definitely had some Botox. I think she may have had the Botox lip flip where they inject Botox above your top lip and it turns your lip inside out.
Here's
a
question.
To make it look fuller.
Is that not dangerous if you're going to get punched in the face a lot?
No, filler really, because filler is very much, it's usually a form of hyaluronic acid which exists in the skin anyway.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it's
so
already,
it's
and your body absorbs it over time.
Yeah,
it's
not
like
a thing that can pop
God.
Or bust or anything, it's just stuff. I think she's also had filler in her marionette lines, the lines around her mouth, because that looks a little fuller. But it's so confusing because from some angles she looks stunning, and then from other angles she's going up a bit pillow-faced. And if it makes you happy, it makes you happy, and you should absolutely do whatever you want to do. The thing that weirds me out about this is that there are still so many women in wrestling who are having a lot of aesthetic work done because they think they have to.
Mm. Yeah,
are we still breeding a culture where you think that's required?
Yeah, for me, it's definitely like, get some shit done. Because Lord knows, when I stop looking 20-ish...
It will never happen.
I'm getting
I get Botox.
Done.
I'm saying this as someone, I get Botox and I have lip filler too. So I am like, you do you.
Yeah.
But I hate
do it
the
for
idea
you,
of a culture
not for
where
Vince.
It's being, yes, that's what
well,
I'm saying.
Well, you feel like
say.
You got to do that to get the push.
Exactly.
Danielle, I've seen pictures of you when you were like 16. You're never going to age a day. This is you. This is you.
It's never
years
happening.
From now.
This is it.
That picture was me at 13. That was me at 13 years old. I will have you. If you're talking about the one with the braids, 13. I'm going to look like this forever. There's a picture of me that's aging in a basement somewhere.
Never find it.
Never find it. But yeah, but I mean, obviously, the most important injectable that she's getting is that Andrade D.
And I do want to give a shout out to Zelina for her fantastic.
That was so good.
The four horse faces. And then she apologized to Andrade. I was like, I'm sorry. I meant horse women. And he kind of went, it's okay. It's okay. And I'm like, no,
he,
I love that.
Yeah,
I
he had a little moment.
Yeah,
I like when those little things
acknowledge
get acknowledged.
It. It's fine.
Man, they are so fucking in love. Let us know about your thoughts about everything. Love, cucks, all of it.
Mike's son.
Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Links to all of those are in the show notes. When we come back, we've got some things from the wrestling world that you should know about. That's up next on Tights and Fights.
I listen to Reading Glasses because Bria and Mallory have great tips.
My suggestion for book festivals is just go for one day.
I listen for the author interviews.
I was a huge Goosebumps fan.
Oh, yes.
R.L. Stein was totally my jam.
I don't even read. I just like their chemistry together.
Literally, if on the back it said, like, this book made me shit my pants, I'd be like, that's, I'm buying this book.
Yeah.
Like, I think the problem with blurbs a lot of times...
I like that we both want to crap ourselves over books.
I'm Bria Grant.
And I'm Mallory O'Mara.
We're Reading Glasses, and we solve all your bookish problems. Every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Tights and Fights Podcast. Tights and Fights.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Danielle Radford, and I'm joined today by...
Lindsay Kell.
And...
Michael Eagle.
This week, we're going to end the show by sharing some of the joy of wrestling with you. This is the three count. And so, Mike, I think you've already shared all of the wrestling that you've watched this week with
us. Yeah, because I've only watched one show.
That's
how it feels. Does it feel good?
It's wonderful. Feel nice? I watched Power, too, but I haven't watched it this week.
We'll talk about Power in a second.
Yep.
Julian would like to put something over.
Oh, speaking of too much wrestling shows, I want to put over another one in case you don't have enough.
Never enough.
Yeah, it's called, and this one's only an hour. It's WOW Women of Wrestling. It's on Access on Saturdays, I believe. It is really, really good. You will see friend of the pod, Sarah the Rebel, there, and she plays Razor. You can watch Tessa Blanchard, who's their champion. So if you want to see more Tessa and you don't really want to watch her in Impact or anything like that and all of the...
Although you should watch her in Impact.
Yeah,
because
she's doing great
really
work over
good.
There. But I know Impact.
Again, she fought for the title, you guys.
Yes.
Get into it.
Oh, my God, the Beast. Oh, my God. I met the Beast in person on Saturday at LA Comic Con. Seeing her wrestle live... is like you gain an appreciation for her style.
I almost just said something really creepy.
Go on then. Go on. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it.
How good did her hair smell? Hair smell good?
I did not go for that.
Don't lie to us, Julian. How did that woman's hair smell?
I know that she was wonderful. And she said that she is down to do the show in that really nice
Yay!
Way of like. In that she really won't. Nice way of. I don't know when she's going to, but she's also very busy. She's trying to be a firefighter. Like
Whoa.
Real life, trained to be a firefighter.
She could do the carry.
Yes.
I believe it.
Amazing. So go watch WOW Saturdays on Access. Really, really worth your time, I promise.
Kelk, what do you got for us?
I have I have so many. I had none, and now my brain is like, the picture of the Undertaker eating at Nando's. Or like Renee screaming, I got that Fox money into the camera at backstage, which was fantastic.
Who said that?
Renee.
That's hilarious.
Somebody was bitching out Renee for being a shitty commentator, and she leaned into the camera and was like, what do I care? I already got fired from that job. Now I got all that Fox money. It was fantastic.
Real quick, before you.
Yes.
Did they do that? They did that backstage? Show yesterday?
It's an FS1, yeah.
Yeah, they have a backstage show and then they have a show called The Bump.
So is that the one Renee hosts, the backstage show?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that like?
I have not watched it
yet.
I have only watched her screaming, I got that Fox money, which I was into. So
yes,
fine.
I'm into it.
But what I'm actually going to put over is a video by a Twitter user, Derek Clark, at Mr. Clarkefella. I see what he's done there. And it is a video honoring our sadly fallen brethren, the Bailey Buddies. It's very beautiful. I urge you all to go and watch it and just dare you not to have a tear in your eye afterwards. Julian, take it away.
I think we'd only can play like 5 seconds of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, rights. People own this.
Okay, that's it. That's all we can play, Julie.
Also, just for the emotional well-being of our listeners. Some people are driving. They can't deal with those feelings.
You can't deal with them. Yeah, go watch it. It's a really, really well put together.
But in a safe space, in your own home, around soft things that you love.
All right. As for me, I am putting over, like, all of NWA power. And I know we're all cranky because the cornet of it all or whatever. Billy Corgan put his fucking foot in it. That's a good saying. That's a black saying that means you did a good job. I forget.
Thank you. I appreciate
as,
that.
As the only white here. Sorry, Kel.
And I'm so white, you guys. Like, I've tried. There's nothing.
It is good old-fashioned studio wrestling with a lot of wrestlers that you like. Go check it out. It is worth your time. It is so anachronistic while also feeling really postmodern. It hits me in the same place that Southpaw hit me, I think, just in terms of like those two things combining. And they know what they're doing. Like the wrestling is good, but they also, it's with a bit of a nod and a wink, I think. Cornette would disagree, but I think they're not doing it with his permission. So Ricky Sparks did a great video or a great promo on there. And so, because that's the thing that I have. So here we go, Julie.
Tell all the people here and around the world watching, what are your goals here in the National Wrestling Alliance?
I got a lot of goals, and I'm not going to pinpoint myself to just one or two. I can go for the world's title, baby. I can go for the national title if I want to. But guess what? Ricky ain't about just taking titles. I'm about taking this up to another level that you've never seen before, okay? Here's the thing. People, men call me Absolute Ricky Starks. The ladies call me Stroke Daddy.
Whoa.
And I'm so glad that finally I get the platform that I have been needing. Actually, it's not that I needed it, Marquez. It's that God just didn't have it in the plans just yet. And I know everybody out there is watching. They say, man, Ricky, you're real attractive. You're really sexy. And I know that you...
Did you hear that?
Marquez,
the crowd, somebody said,
nobody says that. You wish you could be like me. And even though you can't, that's okay. I won't judge you any differently. All right? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is...
Just listen to that old school fucking style promo. That's amazing.
His face kind of reminds me of The Rock, too. Like a slightly shorter and smaller Rock.
I could see that for sure. Yeah, so, and again, and there are people on there that, like, not everyone's doing a throwback or whatever, but it's really interesting to see. And I think, I mean, obviously, it just... Sometimes with all of the great, wonderful wrestling that we get to see, it all kind of runs together because a lot of the kind of visual tricks and tropes, it's a certain storytelling style.
Yep.
And a lot of them tend to look more similar than different. I think Lucha was the last thing that looked truly, truly different until now. Yep. This doesn't look like any other fucking wrestling that's out there right now. And I think that makes it worth your attention until I find out something terrible that the fucking owner did or said or whatever. That's it for this episode of Tights and Fights. This week, your hosts were Mike Eagle and Lindsay Kelp, along with me, Danielle Radford. Hey guys, plug your shit.
Yay, shit. We have stuff.
Mm-hmm. Your second book just came out.
What?
The second Cinders and Sparks book just came out. Yay.
That's awesome.
It's called Fairies in the Forest. Aww. It's hilarious. There's a bear called Frank, and he's great. It's funny. It's like, please read it. Yay.
I'm in.
Yeah, go read it. What you doing, Michael?
I got shows. I got solo gigs in Madison and Chicago and Twin Cities coming up at the top of November. And then we're doing a New Negroes tour that goes to DC, Philly, New York, and then West Coast. It goes from, why can't I remember, Seattle, Portland, Santa Cruz, and Oakland.
Oh, very nice. Tell Video Dave that we all say hi.
We will.
again, just as usual, watch all of the Honest Trailers because that's how I get paid. I also usually host on Mondays and Tuesdays in the morning on the Fandom channel, our SJU. I'm on the panels on Thursday. Sometimes I'm hosting, sometimes I'm not. Oh, I have something coming up I think is going to be really fucking cool, and I will give y'all some deets. Our producer, Julian Burrell, would like to thank WoW superheroes Samantha Smart, The Beast, Chainsaw, and Dixie Darlins for being really nice at LA Comic Con. All you have to do to get a mention on this podcast is be nice to Julian.
It's literally it.
Together.
I mean, he's going to take some shit from us for it, but you could get a mention.
It's a cross that I bear proudly.
With them big ass arms.
You know, It's a heavy cross, but that
now
man, that
we
man's
know
got the strength
why.
To do it.
Yeah, a long game.
That's it. He's not been doing CrossFit. He's been doing CrossFit. boom. That's why I write. Senior producer at Maximum Fun is Laura Swisher. Mike Eagle is also the voice behind our theme music, so we're putting him over for that. Keep up with us all week long on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Links to all of those are in our show notes. If you love what we do, remember to hit those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and share us with all of your buds. Thank you so much to all the Max Fun members who make this show possible. We'll be back next week with more, you guessed it, wrestling. Everybody eating ass now.
Everybody eating ass.
Tice and Bites Podcast. Tice and Bites.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.